She has to go. Democrats wary of Nancy Pelosi having another term in leadership after midterms. By Jacob Bliss on September 16, 2022. 4 years after Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, reportedly made a deal to serve only four more years. When some Democrat lawmakers dissented on her rise to the speakership in 2018, she will not say if she intends to keep a leadership position after the midterms, but other members may be quietly making the decision for her. CNN reported further on Pelosi's 2018 deal. The 2018 deal Pelosi agreed to with dissident members limiting her to four more years as Speaker was an informal agreement, and caucus rules were never changed imposing any time limits on her tenure. Several members told CNN that if the midterms go well for their party, a combination of shocked euphoria and deference to both her fundraising prowess and the importance of female voters could make them reconsider. Several noted, though, that a surprising victory in holding the majority might be the perfect time for the exit that Pelosi has said she originally planned to make 6 years ago if Hillary Clinton won the presidency, and that any decision to stay would have to come with a clear timetable for leaving. However, CNN noted that Democrat lawmakers are not on the same page regarding Pelosi's future. Representative Henry Queller, DTX, a vulnerable member who has been relying on the Speaker's help in his re-election bid, said that he supports Pelosi and that we would support her for whatever position. Representative Vicente Gonzalez, DTX, another vulnerable member, said if the Democrats keep the majority in the House, she'll deserve it, it's as simple as that. But if the Democrats lose the majority, it will be a dynamics change in that it changes the game. On the other hand, Representative Dean Phillips, DMN, who has voted for Pelosi to be Speaker and said she is one of the most extraordinary speakers in history, added that it's time for generational diversity of our leadership ranks, regardless of the outcome of the election. Representative Mikey Sherrill, DNJ, also said, I certainly have long thought it's time for new leadership. She's done an incredible job, but we really do need to grow new leaders. When you have the top three people in our caucus in their 80s, there does need to be a new generation coming up and starting to lead. And that's something that I think the Democratic Party shouldn't be afraid of, Sherrill added. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, a critic of Pelosi, added, I think if we're in the minority, then I think that the desire for change will be broader, potentially within the party. But I think that desire exists. We saw and heard that desire in the last two terms that Democrats were the majority. So it really is just a question of, not if people want that, but how many, Ocasio-Cortez said. CNN also acknowledged that Democrats have privately been more forthcoming. One senior Democrat told CNN, she has to go. No way she can stay, another House Democrat told CNN. While another vulnerable Democrat, who vowed not to vote for Pelosi added, she doesn't have the votes. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.